Happy Thursday, everyone. Today is January 10th, 2019. This is my first podcast of the Paul Howe Mindset of the Year. This year is going to be different. I'm going to do a lot more podcasts, and hopefully my listeners will enjoy it. Okay, today I am going to talk about weight loss in the world. You know, on January 1st, a lot of people, you know, had their New Year's resolutions, and a popular New Year's resolution is to eat healthy and lose weight. Seems easy, right? It's not. You tell someone to sacrifice what they love to get the body, or to achieve the goals that they ultimately want and need. It's not as easy as it seems. People do different things to try to achieve these goals. They have different programs. They have different workout routines. They have different foods they like to eat. I am on a 21-day challenge. And I'm going to like do 21-day challenges throughout the year, and every like 21st day or whatever, 22nd day, I'm gonna have to break diet, you know, something like how the Rock does. I follow him on Instagram. When he takes breaks off his diet, it's epic stuff. A lot of sushi or tons of pancakes. He really goes in. That's what I plan to do. But yes, I plan to achieve my fitness goals and my healthy eating goals this year, and to keep it going and continue it and to continue that as a lifestyle. I've been failing at that for years now, and it's not the first time that I've, you know, focused 100% on my weight loss and my healthy eating to achieve results. I had to lose a bunch of weight just to get into the Coast Guard. Yes, I used to be in the Coast Guard at one time in my life. So I did it. But throughout the year, I just find it hard to do it. You know, there's a lot of other contributing factors. I'm not really going to talk about that in this video. I will get on that later on in a year. Especially when I give updates about how I'm doing with my 21-day challenges and trying to switch up my lifestyle. So I have to bear down and get this right. Like, I've wasted years not being where I want to be. And since I'm not where I want to be, there's certain places I don't want to go. There's certain things I don't want to do. There's certain clothes that I can't buy. But now I'm thinking like, man, there's so many different clothes I want to wear. There's places I want to go. There's things I want to do. You know? And it's a way that I want to look. And it's the way I want to treat my body. Because we only get one body. Just like many of you, I am at the beginning stages of this. You know, as far as me being where me having to do this, it's my fault. I stopped making excuses, stopped putting the blame on others, and put the blame on myself, because I control what goes into my body. know, I like the McDonald's fries and the burgers and the fried chicken from Popeyes and all that stuff is good food, but it's not good for you. We know what we need to eat. We know. But we don't want to eat that stuff. And I get it too. I get it. It's an addiction. Let's call it for what it is. It's an addiction. And I'm addicted to fast food and takeout and pizza and juice and sodas. Especially Sprite. I love Sprite. But I have to, that has to stop. So I'm very strict on my diet right now. And I just have to do this. Because the world would never accept a fat man. Never. Nobody gonna look for acceptance. Nobody cares about what a fat man has to say, what a fat man looks like, what a fat man deals with. He's rejected by society. And I don't give a damn how people feel about what I say. It's the truth. But for my health, I'm doing this for my health. I'm not doing this for the acceptance of anyone. Because the point is, when you look at your best, your body right, people are going to find excuses to accept you, period. You will be accepted. It's cruel, but I'm here to tell the truth. If you're an overweight person right now, and you drop a mass amount of weight, all of a sudden, you're treated differently. More opportunities come your way. I'm not just talking about, like, you know, going on dates, whatever. I'm talking about everything. You know, it's different clothes that you can buy. And speaking of clothes, clothes look better on a slimmer guy. Or a slimmer woman. But I'm speaking from a guy's perspective. You know? I mean, if you had a bigger guy and a slimmer guy pulling the same exact clothes, but it would be at their size that they're wearing, which one's going to look more appealing? All right. I don't have to answer that question. But I'm doing this for me. My focus is on working and working towards my goals of the year and things I want to do in my personal life and starting a business, of course, and writing. I've been writing a lot. You know, I'm going to get into my writing in the later episodes during this year. You know, I want to write a book, which I'm kind of done. I'm done with that. I'm done writing a book. You know, I just got to go through getting it published and things like that. And losing the weight that I need to lose. As simple as that. The time is going to pass. You know, yes, my days are longer, but the years are short. I'm tired of wasting time. I got to do this now. So that's where my focus is. And I can't stop thinking about it. And I'm going to keep my focus towards that until this is over. I will get this done, and hopefully for all of you who's trying to achieve their goals this year, hopefully you'll get yours done too. I'm sacrificing a lot of things that I love to get what I really need and get what I really want. That's the point of it. I'm gonna keep going. Since I put it out there, I definitely gotta do it now, but I'm doing this for me. And you should do what you need to do for you. This has been another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. You guys have a good week.